advocate of a person on the day of judgment, the second lawyer, is the book of Allah, the Quran. And that is accessible to every single one of us. The Quran will be given a voice on the day of judgment. It will be speaking with a sound that everybody can hear. And some people will enter paradise, and some people will enter hell because of the book of Allah, the Quran. Thus the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, as Imam Muslim narrates on the authority of Abi Umamah al-Bahili, he said, اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. Recite the Quran frequently because it will speak and defend and intercede for people on the day of judgment. Are there any particular chapters of the Quran that we must give special attention to? Yes, the hadith continues. اقرأوا الزهراوين البقرة وسورة آل عمران فإنهما يأتيان يوم القيامة كأنهما غمامتان أو كأنهما غيايتان أو كأنهما فرقان من طير صواف تحاجان عن أصحابهما. He said, give special attention to the two surahs of the Quran, Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran. Chapter 2 and chapter 3 of the Quran. Because they will come on the day of judgment in the form of two clouds, or in the form of two canopies, or in the form of two flocks of birds, and they will be arguing for their people on the day of judgment. They will be arguing on your behalf on the day of standing. The Quran will have a voice, dear brothers and sisters. This is a lawyer that every one of us can hire today. In the life of this world, we may not have the finances needed to hire the best of lawyers. The Quran will say, oh Allah, imagine you standing and in front of you is the book of Allah defending you and arguing your case, pleading with Allah to allow you to enter Jannah. The Quran will say, oh Allah, beautify him with the beauty of honor. So Allah will beautify you with the beauty of honor. Then the Quran will say, oh Allah, allow him to wear the garments of honor. So Allah will dress you with the garments of honor. Then the Quran will say, oh Allah, place on his head the crown of honor. And so Allah will place on his head the crown of honor. Then the Quran will say, oh Allah, be pleased with him. Oh Allah, accept him. Because this is the greatest ambition of any human being. Allahu Akbar. As for advocate number three, lawyer number three, or intercessor number three,